You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. How often can you see a paddleboarder navigating large ice chunks in Lake Superior? The image is circulating in a photo by the Marquette Mining Journal. The paper reports a surge of visitors over the holiday weekend, drawn by summer-like temperatures and late-season icy waters. To hear more about it, I called Ellen Airgood. She's the author of South of Superior, and she runs a diner with her husband in Grand Marais.
I took a run this morning, and when I came back down the hill, I saw lots of ice still in the water, little white dots of iceberg floating around pretty far out. On Saturday, I rode my bike down to the beach and took a picture I put up on my author page on Facebook. The first day I could wear shorts and a t-shirt, and then the ice had all blown back into shore. So it was just pretty cool contrast. Now, I'm in the woods. We're driving out of town towards the west, but there was a freighter out on the water, a few little icebergs bobbing around.
Is that the kind of thing that you would tend to see earlier in the season?
Yeah, this is pretty late. It's not unheard of. I've lived here for 23 years, and I remember the summer of 94, so the winter of 93-94. I remember that as being really a late spring. And the last date, I remember seeing ice fishermen on the bay in Grand Marais. The ice was really bad. I was like, are you people crazy? It was like black ice, but I'm pretty sure it was May 7th, so they were still ice fishing. And then like June 6th, because I was taking my stepdaughter to the airport to go visit her mom, I remember big icebergs bobbing in the water, and that had to be, I think it had to be 1994, if I'm remembering right.
So it's been
a while. But usually it's gone sooner than this, in my experience, for sure.
And have you seen an uptick of visitors who are pretty excited to be on the beach in 80 degrees and look out over the ice?
Well, there's a lot of people who are finding it pretty fun. The fishermen actually were not so happy, maybe. There's a lot of people that come to Grand Marais to fish off the pier for whitefish, and it kind of slowed their season down. But there's no current, my husband's saying as he drives along beside me. I'm not a fisherman. But not enough current to bring the fish around where they normally would be. But Memorial Day is usually a pretty busy holiday, and it was. And a lot of them are just, they seem really tickled to see. Quite unexpected to them.
And is there any little grumbling among residents who are hoping that the water might warm up enough to swim this year?
Oh, I don't know. Nah, I don't listen to that sort of thing. I annoy people because I like winter so much, so they know not to grumble about cold water around me. I'll just rain on their parade. No, I think people are kind of proud of it in a way. And a lot of people don't swim that much anyway. So I'm thinking I do. I like to swim after work in the summer in the bay. And I'm thinking it might be a little later than usual. Although I was so hot the other day, I just wanted to jump in among the icebergs. And some people have. My husband just told me that. He saw people water skiing over the weekend, he said, out on the bay. The ice is all gone from the bay, but the water's still real cold, even in the bay.
The author of the novel South of Superior, Ellen Airgood, thanks so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thanks for calling, Linda.